From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Andrea Bates reading the second in the Protectors novel series, Snowbound, by Karen Finnick. Now let's begin with Snowbound, Chapter 1.
So, how does it feel knowing you're taking your last ride?
Mallory Burke didn't respond to the latest comment made by Hugo from behind the wheel of the sedan, refusing to let him bait her. He'd been doing his best to get a reaction out of her since they'd embarked on this journey into the Adirondack Mountains of New York State a few hours ago, when Hugo had discovered that Mallory wasn't just the new bartender his boss, Billy Wilder, had hired for his strip club, but an undercover federal agent. Hugo had called Wilder with that news flash, and Billy had ordered that Mallory be brought to his mountain cabin pronto. Though Mallory wasn't responding to Hugo's running commentary, she was reacting all right. The gravity of her situation had her heart pounding so hard she wondered if Hugo and his associate, Miles Pratt, the other man in the car, could hear it. Pratt, seated beside her in the back seat, turned to her and smirked. His unibrow looked like a caterpillar crawling across his forehead. His large bulk took up more than his share of the leather bench seat, wedging Mallory in tight between him and the rear passenger door. The door was locked, though with her hands tied behind her back, she wouldn't be able to open it in any case. Hugo tied the knot with the skill of a sailor. Lucky for her, she was good at untying knots. This one was just about undone. The knot wasn't going to be her biggest obstacle to getting away from these bozos. When she did untie her hands, she was going to have to escape into the snowstorm outside.